She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I think telling the truth about health would make the food pyramid have this at the almost tippy top. No, I mean the big bottom. I think that's it, the bottom. Fiber. I've got Ray Dustar, the Juice Star, back with me. We're going to talk all about fiber. I do think, Ray, I mean, there's carbohydrates, there's proteins, and there's fats, those three sort of macronutrient groups. I believe there's a fourth one. It should stand alone all by itself, but it's this little beast we call fiber. And I think people are somewhat, at least the people that I talk to, kind of confused about, hey, what is it? How much do I need? What's the different kinds? Where can I get it? And so on.
Totally. You know, what's funny is, ironically, I think so many people out there are like, I need fiber, I need fiber, I need fiber. And then you say, hey, what is fiber? And they're like, I don't really know. So we're going to answer that today. And fundamentally,
I want to interrupt you. You know why I'm so glad we're going to answer it today? Because if people don't know what fiber is, I do believe, and this is sort of my thing in life, that their minds will then go to that quick blurt on the direct consumer commercial that's on the television selling quote unquote fiber in a box, right? In a wrapper. And that's what they think their fiber is. And I think we're going to tell people differently. So I'm really excited about it.
You got it. And actually, that's a perfect start, because what happens is, what they're selling you from a product standpoint, there's two kinds of fiber. You've got soluble fiber, which basically dissolves in water, and then you've got insoluble fiber, which does not dissolve in water. So here's what's funny. What most consumer products companies, actually all consumer products companies, are selling you is a form of insoluble fiber, okay? So what does that do for you? Basically, when something is insoluble, when it goes into your body, that means your body is not breaking it down to extract what's in there, primarily being nutrients. What it means is, that's almost like roto-rootering your body, and that insoluble fiber goes through your digestive tracts, it collects water, and it becomes bulky, and it basically is kind of shoving, for lack of a more eloquent way of putting it, shoving everything through your intestines and then out you know where, and basically cleaning you out. And so here's the thing. Not to say that's a bad thing. That's a great thing. We all need that, and we all need that as part of our lives. But you can get insoluble fiber from a tremendous amount of food sources, and it's not something that is, you know, necessarily just man-made and needs to just, you know, be bought at a store.
No, and that's the big point, because the thing that I've always used for the soluble and insoluble kind of educational point to folks in my practice or on air or what have you, is the apple. You think about that meaty, fleshy part of the apple, that's your soluble fiber, and I know you're going to talk about that. The insoluble is that tough skin that's on the outside, and it also is on other foods, and it's on the outside of bran, on seeds, so you're right. Insoluble fiber, important, but when you go to the consumer goods packaged stuff, it's pretty much all you're getting.
You got it, exactly. So, like, you know, let's play a little more with the insoluble stuff. So you're talking about, you know, whole wheat, whole grain products, vegetables have insoluble fiber. And here's a point I really want to harp on. So obviously everybody knows how, you know, passionate and how much I believe in fresh vegetable juicing. And the reason I believe in fresh vegetable juicing so much is because of a term I coined a few weeks back called nutrient density absorption, okay? And what that means is, when it comes to fresh vegetable juicing, you are basically getting the optimal amount of nutrients in the densest form possible. You're getting a density, an abundance of them because you are removing the fiber in liquid form, and then that absorbs into your body at, you know, 98 to 100%, just like coffee and water. And here's the beautiful part. When it comes to most of the leafy green vegetables, the fiber is getting removed is the insoluble fiber. So when you're juicing, you know, a lot of people immediately say, well, hey, I want that fiber. And I say, all right, that's great. I can get you that fiber in another way, which I'll explain in a second. But just know that we're removing something that is not even really providing you nutrients anyway, and we're allowing the nutrients that are in that liquid juice to not have to worry about the digestive process and get down to into your cells, you know, in a matter of minutes. Now, if you want that fiber, here's a great idea. Grab your blender, take a couple scoops of that, you know, leftover roughage, throw some almond milk in there, throw a scoop of chia seeds, maybe some protein powder if you want, and blend that bad boy up, and now you've got a smoothie that you can use as a meal replacement or a mid-afternoon snack or a post-workout drink or something like that. So when it comes to fiber, you know, it doesn't have to be an either-or situation. And that's another thing that I think is, you know, is really important for people to understand. You don't need to do one or the other. Do it all. Figure out a way to get all that into your diet. You know what I mean?
No, and I love that you say that, because as you and I have talked before about consumer good products and the marketing and misconceptions that they sort of put out there sometimes, is if you got somebody selling a blender, they're like, oh, you shouldn't juice because you really don't get any of that gosh darn fiber in there. And then you've got somebody that's a juicer, and it's like, well, if you really use that blender, you're creating oxidative stress inside of your vegetables, and then you shouldn't do that. And hey, look, I want everybody to make a living. I want everybody to live comfortably in the, you know, their chosen profession. But the last thing you should do in order to get there is create confusion for your customer. Because especially when it comes to our health, ooh, Ray, I think there's nothing that makes me more upset.
No, you're exactly right. And you nailed it with creating confusion. You know, when there's confusion created, and right now, you know, when it comes to juicing versus blending and smoothies versus fresh veggie juice and all that, there's so much confusion out there, and that confusion is caused by the folks that want you to do one or the other. And, you know, I'm really, really trying to talk to people these days and tell them, hey, listen, you can do both. You know, you should have a juicer in your house so you can get that nutrient density absorption. At the same time, if you're trying to, let's say, lose weight, and if you're trying to, you know, control your blood sugars and all that, and you want to add shakes to your routine, and you want to get, you know, more chia seeds and hemp protein and all of that stuff into your diet in a shake form, then you're going to need a blender. So there's nothing wrong with having multiple equipment in your house. And at the end of the day, the way I look at it is, listen, if it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of equipment, but they all have different roles, but they all are benefiting my health, then that's what I want to have, you know? So when it comes to fiber, you've got your insoluble fiber, and then let's talk about soluble fiber for a minute. You know,
hey, all we have is about 45 seconds. 45 seconds, so we don't even have a minute.
I know. So with soluble fiber, that's gonna really help slow the digestion and help keep you feeling full longer. So what I tell people is, whenever you're looking at a product, make sure you turn that product around, look at the nutrition facts, see what kind of fiber you're getting, make sure it's a good portion of the total carbohydrates. And that's all right, how you can live healthier.
You got the juice star, Ray Dustar, here on the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at MyRadioMD. That's right, just MyRadioMD. And check out MyRadioMD.com or RadioMD.com. Stay tuned.